The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, before GCW Homecoming later this month in Atlantic City, we talk to the one and only Nick Gates. That's right. For a first time ever here on Busted Open, we get into that big matchup with Matt Cardona that's happening on July 24th for GCW. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it, man. Shout out to you, Bully Ray. Man, you're my man, man. I grew up on you, and I just want to say thank you for all the shit you've done, man, because if there was no ECW, there would be no Nick Gage, man. I just wanted to get that out real quick and start the interview off, man. So I just wanted to say thank you, man.
That's very nice of you, Nick. I do appreciate that, and I appreciate you. That's just called respect for the business right there. It's not about
me.
Right. It's about respect for the business and always appreciating those who came before you. So thank you very much. I'll start it off with you real quick. We were just talking before you came on with this match against Cardona. He's never been in your world before. Do you think he truly understands what he's getting himself into?
I don't think so, man. I don't think so at all. I think it might be whoever that actor was. I forget his name already. I don't think he knows what he's getting himself into. And if he does, once he finds out and that glass hits him and he starts getting them cuts in his body, man, he's going to find out real fast because that shit starts burning. And when you get that deep cut and you start bleeding, you know, two ways. He could feel the fucking fire and get into it, or he could be like, oh, shit, man, I might have fucked up on this one. So we're going to find out. But I know one thing. I love what I do, and I'm the best deathmatch wrestler in the world, and I can't wait to wrestle this guy, man. Can't wait. But I'm not taking him lightly, man. That guy's got 15-plus years in the business, man, and he's been in the top business of WWE for, God, for how long, man? And the guy's a good fucking wrestler, okay? So I'm not going to go in there lightly. So I'm going to give him everything I got, and I'm going to bring the violence, and we're going to see what happens because you know what goes down in GCW. Straight violence, man. You know, this ain't going to be a catch-whatever match where I'm going to put headlocks on and wrist locks and all that shit, man. I don't do that. You know that.
And again, GCW Homecoming, July 24th and 25th, available on Fight TV in Atlantic City. And you know what, Bully? I'm very, very impressed by Nick's answer. Because obviously, Nick is selling the match that we're going to see. But also giving a lot of respects and props to Matt Cardona. Which, he'd be silly not to, because first of all, you want to sell the match. Second of all, he's right. This is a guy who's got 15-plus years in the business and deserves a little bit of respect. So, Nick, let me ask you, when you first heard all this stuff from Matt, like, did you think to yourself, all right, this guy's a dumb shit for throwing this stuff out there? Or did you have a little respect for Matt because he came at you the way he did?
Well, I was just kidding around with him a little bit on Twitter. You know what I mean? Just fucking around, having fun with him. And then, yeah, of course I have respect for him, man. I got respect for a lot of guys in this business, man. This business is hard. You know, you got to love this business to do it. If you try to do this business and not love it, it'll chew you up, spit you right the fuck out. For somebody to be in this business for that long, of course you got to respect it, man. You know, but I don't know, man. I just know that I'm going to take that pizza cutter and I'm going to carve his ass up. And then I'm going to try to carve him up so goddamn bad that he looks in the mirror every single day and he knows the god of this shit did that to him. That's what I'm going to do to him. Okay? I take that GCW world title very seriously, man. This is my company. I love GCW. And there's no way in hell I can walk out of that building losing to somebody like Matt Cardona or Zack Ryder or whatever we're calling him these days.
So, Nick, I love the passion of the answer. This is my company. I'm the GCW heavyweight champion. There's no way in hell he walks out. You have this cult following fan base that is rabid. Mm-hmm. I love when you come through the curtain and everybody is on top of you and you're like, you're one of them and they're a part of you. And there's this vibe, this energy, this feel. Mm-hmm. And then you get in the ring with Cardona and what if he beats you? What if he beats you on, well, hold on. What if he beats you on your turf? Do you think that affects your level of credibility with your fan base?
Wow. Good question. Good question. I think it might affect it a little bit. The fans love me, man. Win or lose, I think they're still going to love me. But I think it might affect a little bit from some of them fans I just picked up by the dark side of the ring and people starting to get into me and stuff like that. But I'm not trying to find that out, Bully. I am not trying to find that out. So I'm going to go in that ring and I'm going to give it everything I got. And if I got to die trying to win that match, I will. And everybody knows my background, man. I fight till the death. And that's just truth, man. So I'm not trying to think like that. You know, when I'm in the gym training, when I'm training in the ring and with Homicide and other guys, you know, I'm trying to train to win, man. So I'm trying not to think like that, Bully. But that was a good question, man. And to tell you the truth, man, if them fans didn't act like that, I probably wouldn't be wrestling right now, man. Them fans give me that energy, give me that fucking vibe, man. I'm so fired up. When I hit that curtain, they're mosh pitting me, man. I get so fired up, man. I just want to shout out the Murder, Death, Kill Gang fans, man. All them, man. I love them people, man. You don't even know, Bully. When they stop taping, man, I don't even go to the back of the locker room, man. I hang out and I take pictures with them people, you know, and I hang out with them people, man. Even when I'm bleeding and the blood's coming down my face and my body, I'm hanging out with them and just it's some, you know, it's me and them. You know what I mean?
It's absolutely a two-way thing, man.
I need that fan base as much as they need me.
And fans love to hear that. Me and Dave were having a conversation a couple of weeks ago about deathmatch wrestling, and obviously you're doing it very well. The stuff that I grew up on, you know, the Terry Funks and the Onitas and the Mr. Pogos and the Cactus Jacks and Kawasaki Stadium and the deathmatch tournament and all of that stuff. With wrestling the way it is today, where it seems like, 27 super kicks and 3 Canadian destroyers and 10 acai moonsaults, it seems like everybody wants more and they want more death-defying and bigger and better. It seems like deathmatch wrestling here in the United States is kind of catch traction a little bit more. Do you feel that? And what do you think you have to do and GCW has to do to really capture that portion of the wrestling audience?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a little background on with deathmatch. Listen, when I was sitting in my prison cell and I would come and Lauderdale would come up and visit me all the time. and they'd be telling me that they're trying to kill deathmatch wrestling. They're trying to go to the WWE style, or they're trying to, what you're saying, 20 back kicks and super kick and slap my leg 30 million times and all that. And I always loved deathmatch wrestling, or, you know, hardcore wrestling, you know, ECW style wrestling, man. That's what I grew up with. When I got trained in the wrestling school, that's what I wanted to do, is be a hardcore wrestler. Now the deathmatch wrestler. And I don't know, man. It's just fucking. So what I wanted to do is, hold on. What I wanted to do was, I wanted to put that shit back on the map. So me and Lauderdale sat down one time at a table in a prison, and we were talking, and we said, you know what? When we get out, we're going to do an NGI, Nick Gage Invitational Tournament, to get back to the fans, man. Listen, the fans wrote me for the 5 fucking years I was locked up. They kept sending me to keep my head up. I wanted to give back to them fans. And what better way than them crazy-ass fans is give them a deathmatch tournament. And it went off awesome, man. Even though I wasn't there, I got locked up again. But that's a whole other story. But we found success. And then we were like, you know what? Let's start a company. And I think GCW put it on the map. But not only that is, we have the best deathmatch talent out there. We have guys that can go. Like before, you remember deathmatch before? It'd just be a bunch of guys hitting each other over the head. No wrestling involved, you know, doing that stupid shit. We have guys that could go in there, wrestle, go hard, and they just like to use weapons and violence, man. And then GCW blew up, put it on the map, and I feel like we're the best company going right now out there. And, you know, I don't like to call us an independent company no more. I mean, even though we ain't got no backer, it's just us, but I feel like we passed that, man. I feel like we're like next breed of the ECW fucking way, man. We're just out there everywhere we go, man. We're fucking selling the house out, man. And we're tearing shit up. And yeah, I think we put deathmatch wrestling. But when I got out of prison, that was my main goal, to put deathmatch wrestling back on the map. Find some guys who love to do it too. And Lauderdale found fucking awesome guys. And now look where we're at. It's fucking awesome, man. You know, it must be, people must love it, because we're drawing big crowds every time we run a show. We just ran a show in Wyoming. No one's ran a show in Wyoming before, ever. And we had about 500 people there, and they were going nuts, and they knew all our wrestlers. They were going nuts. They were freaking out, man. I came out, they were mosh pitting on me. We were in a barn. They were mosh pitting on me, man. It was awesome, bro.
You know, Nick, Bully and I are, you know, music guys. We're metal guys. And, like, I guess you can kind of equate this to the music scene, right? Like, pro wrestling has gotten so big and so mainstream that it kind of lost, I guess, you know, the passion, the dirt, the danger. Are you bringing that back to pro wrestling? Is GCW bringing that edge,
I think so,
back to pro wrestling?
Yeah, I think so. You damn right we're bringing that back to pro wrestling, man. That edginess, you know what I mean? Take another ECW is the perfect example, man. You guys started using the alternative music. You guys were using tables, especially back then when it was just corny. And then it seems like the other wrestling companies are doing the same kind of style matches, you know? AEW might be doing a little hardcore, but that's fake shit, man. They're using that crushed fucking glass from movie sets and all that. They're snipping their barbed wire. Man, all our shit's real. Our barbed wire don't get snipped. Our glass is real. Yeah, we're bringing that edginess back, man.
So on that note, to go back to what we're going to see at GCW Homecoming again, July 24th to 25th, available on Fight. This is where, like, I guess we can circle back to what Bully was saying at the beginning of the interview. Like, Matt Cardona could hear all this stuff. He can hear all these stories. He can watch the dark side of the ring. But just you explaining what you just said, like, does he really know this world? It's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to be in it. Like, does he know what's in store for him?
Well, I don't think so, because he's never been in one of these matches before. So he don't know once you go through that tube or you go through that glass. And that's, listen, man, once you go through that tube and glass, that cuts you right away. And pain starts, you better have a high tolerance of pain. I'm just going to say that. And he's either going to like it, he's going to be fired up, adrenaline's going to be going, or he's not going to, he's going to back down, man, and I'm just going to tear his ass up. Especially when I whip out that pizza cutter and I start carving his face up. You know, we're going to see then. Yeah,
so Nick,
yeah,
tell,
I bring
me, tell me.
I bring weapons, boy, right? I keep weapons with me, man. And my manager, Dewey, keeps a couple weapons on him, you know, in his pocket. And I'll just give him a look and he'll just throw it over to me. And I'll just start carving motherfuckers up. You know, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I love doing that shit, man. You know,
I do it.
You know, and another thing that I don't know if Cardona knows, but I fucking love what I do, man. I love pro wrestling. I mean, I know I'm a deathmatch wrestler. I love all style wrestling. I just love fucking wrestling, man. And I love going in front of that fucking crowd and performing and doing what I do, man. So I don't know if he's going to bring the same intensity. You know, he showed up, jumped me from behind, took the hood off. He was fired up then. But is he going to be fired up when we're face to face in the middle of a fucking ring and that crowd's chanting MDK? We're going to see it then. You know, because that's my house, man. New Jersey is my house.
So with all this passion, Nick, with all this passion, New Jersey's your house, Atlantic City. We know we got the match between you and Cardona. If you've never seen GCW before, tell me why this is the perfect time to buy a ticket for your show. What else do you have going on the show that you think I'm going to bring fans in?
Oh, listen, man, GCW has a whole different style of wrestling, man. We got scramble matches. We got different, all different type of matches, man. We got Joey Janela, the bad boy. God, who is he wrestling, man? We got, he's wrestling Too Cold Scorpio.
No, Too Cold Scorpio will be there.
Too Cold Scorpio will be there. I love Too Cold Scorpio, man. Listen, GCW is just a big ball of everything. You know, it's just not one death match after another death match. You know, it's just a big ball of everything. You're going to get John Gresham. If you guys know John, well, of course you guys know John Gresham. He's one of the best fucking technical wrestlers ever out there. You know, we try to bring in guys, you know, that love the wrestling business like we do. And I don't know, man. I'm so focused on my match that I don't even focus on. I'm not a booker. I'm not a promoter. they hung up a thing and said, flippy dudes, man. We got a bunch of flippy dudes. You know, the guys who like to flip around and shit. But we do have flippy dudes. We got a guy, AJ Gray. I want to give a shout out to AJ Gray, man. That guy's been grinding for a while now, man. He's starting to fucking pull out. We got a guy named Jimmy Lloyd. I don't know if you know Jimmy Lloyd, the stinky boy Jimmy Lloyd. You know, he's tearing it up right now.
He stinks.
Yeah, he does stink, man. I don't know what his problem is. We got Effie. You know, we got the second gear crew. We got one girl in there, which is Allie Catch. And she's been wrestling guys. I wrestled her before in a death match, and I'm going to tell you guys, I took it to that girl, man. I beat her down, and she just kept coming up, getting up, went in the locker room, you know, and thanked me for the match while she was bleeding very profusely. And I just, you know, that girl is a tough girl, man. I just want to give her a shout out, man. She's one of my favorite going right now.
And also make sure that you go to GCW merch. That's GCWmerch.com for shirts and event information as well. Nick, another thing I wanted to say is I'm a Jersey guy. I've lived in Jersey my entire life. I love Jersey.
Yeah,
and
what part, Dave?
I was originally from Bergen County. Now I live up in Vernon.
Okay.
So when you're from Jersey, and I go at it with Bully and a lot of the people that listen to the show, you got a chip on your shoulder, right? Because those assholes from New York City think they're automatically better than you are because they come from New York. I mean, the WWE, when WrestleMania was in New Jersey just a few years ago, they said WrestleMania in the shadows of New York City. They didn't even mention New Jersey. So Nick, explain to our audience what it's like to, you know, GCW homegrown New Jersey. Like, just talk about that Jersey attitude and kind of being an underdog being from New Jersey.
Well, see, you got the New York thing. I got the Philadelphia thing.
Yeah.
I'm down South Jersey. I have the Walt Whitman Bridge. Bully Ray should know that bridge very well. I fucking got that bridge in my backyard, man. So when I go over to Philadelphia, they think they're the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And listen, I'm from National Park, New Jersey. I'm proud of where I'm from. All my friends and my people still live there with their families. When they had the Dark Side of the Ring, they all had a show in there. I'm trying to bring a show to National Park. I represent for that fucking, you know, I represent for National Park, New Jersey, man. Every time I do my fucking stick in the middle of that ring, I make sure they say from National Park, New Jersey, man. Yeah, I do have a little chip on my shoulder, you know, especially when I face a Philly guy. Yeah, I like to fuck up them Philly guys. I don't know about the New York guys, because guess what, Bully Ray? I'm a Giants fan, man. So
that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I can't really, you know, I can't really knock the New York guys, you know.
But they live, but you know what, though? They play in New Jersey, Nick. That's the thing that bothers me. They're called the New York Giants. They play in Jersey. All the players that play on the team live in Jersey. Their practice facility is in Jersey. Their training camp is in New Jersey. Everything about them is fucking New Jersey. But what's the name of the team? New York. It's a problem, Nick. That's all I'm saying. New Jersey never gets the respect that it deserves. It's one of the greatest states, if not the greatest state in the country, and we get zero respect.
Wow, David, I love your passion about New Jersey, huh? Listen, I moved to Florida for 2 years. I hated it down there, and I had to move back to Jersey, man. So I feel your passion, man. I love New Jersey, too, man. I love the city I live in. I love where I grew up at. I grew up in a great town, great school system. My mom raised me in National Park, and it was awesome. And I was raised right, and the people around me were good people. So, you know, shout out to New Jersey, David.
Yeah, and you know what? That's why you got to take a hold of this fucking Matt Cardona and tell him about your... He's a fucking Long Island sleaze. Do you know what? I want you to think about that in your head.
When you South Shore. South Shore guy. Long Island sleaze.
Oh, the fucking trash that's from Long Island.
I don't
trash.
Even think Long Island
I want
Island
you to think
York,
about
right?
that. Matt Cardona is talk shit about Jersey all the time. I want you to think about that when you grab a hold of that fucking guy.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to grab a hold of that pizza cutter, and I'm going to slice a 50-inch gash in front of his face. We call it a buck 50 in prison when you slash their fucking face. You know what
you
a buck 50 is, David?
You should carve the letters NJ into his forehead with a pizza cutter.
I want to tell you the truth, Bully. I wrestled RS Pussy in a match, and I literally tried to carve MDK in his back, but he was so bloody that no one could see it, and I was just carving it, and then his corny-ass boys came out and jumped me, and I stabbed him with it, and I just started getting that glass, and I started carving that motherfucker up, man. So... Listen, I'm gonna carve Matt Cardona up. Listen, he needs to understand what he's getting himself into. I'm gonna break a light tube over my fucking head, and then I'm gonna take that sharp piece that off that light tube, and I'm gonna stab him with it, and then I'm gonna keep it in his skin, and I'm just gonna go right down his fucking body, and then he's gonna feel that burn, man. This guy has no clue what he's getting himself into, man. This isn't going to be a 10-minute. We're not going to have some fucking agent next to us saying, well, do it this way or that way. We don't do no agents in our locker room. None of that bullshit, man. It's man versus man. And I feel like I'm going to fucking tear his ass up.
Dave?
Yeah.
I think we need to go to Atlantic City.
I you know what? I got the calendar out. I got the calendar out right now. Old school calendar.
Road
and
trip.
I tell you what, you guys come to Atlantic City, you let them know you're with Nick Gage, man. That's all you have to say. Yeah, Gage told me to come. And if anybody
I'm going
gives
right
you
up to the ticket window. Gage told me to come. They're going to be like, who are you? Yeah. Ah, with Gage.
No, they won't say that. They won't say who are you. They'll just say, come on in.
All right, good.
You know what? Again, if you want to see this, and after this interview, I think you should, it's streaming live on Fight TV. And also, to get tickets, go to GCWHOMEPT1 or PT2, depending on what night you want to go to, eventbrite.com. Nick, thank you so much for the time. This was amazing.
Hey, David Bully, can I shoot a couple of dates out, man, at GCW?
Go ahead, please. We're really proud
that we're a traveling wrestling company. We're not just at one spot, man. We're traveling the United States, man. That is awesome. So Friday we're in Houston. I'm facing some chick named Sadiqa. I never heard of her, but, you know, I'm going to fuck her ass up. I'll tell you that much, because either female or male, I got no problem poking somebody up. Okay. Saturday night, we're going to be in Dallas. Look at this, man. This is awesome. Houston, Dallas. This, and I got Alex Colon. If you guys ever heard of Alex Colon, if you never heard of him, do your background. This guy is an animal. This guy is... three-time winner of the Tournament of Survival Deathmatch Tournament. To win it three times in a row is unbelievable, man. So I just wanted to and then we got LA on August 7th, and we got Chicago Labor Day weekend. I just wanted to shoot that out. I just want to let everybody know we are trying to go everywhere in the United States and try to get, you know, we just love it, man. You know, well, you know this, man. You know, back in the day, guys would just have one little territory. It'd be like, all right, well, our territory is New Jersey, or our territory is this. Well, GCW territory is the whole United States, okay? In L.A., we took over L.A., man. L.A. is our fucking territory now. Just wanted to throw that out there, man, because the L.A. crowd is so fucking awesome, man. They give me so much fire, man.
What happens, Nick? What happens if those PWG fans show up and try to ruin your show?
Well, that's not going to happen. Come on, Bully. You know what's going to happen if they show up and try to ruin our show. They'll get stomped down and escorted out of the building. But old school style.
Listen, old school,
man,
escort.
New school style with this. I don't want to use this word, but this pussy ass shit, this new school style. We're old school, man. We stomp your ass out first, and then we throw you out the fucking building. You know what I mean? And I might have a couple guys in, you know, outside waiting for you. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because my gang, man, they love me, and they'll do anything for me, man. So just wanted to shoot some dates out there. Just let everybody know that GCW is on fire right now. We have a fucking awesome fucking locker room, a good group of guys who go out there and give it 110% each and every match, man. And I just love it, man. And I'll be honest with you, man. If there was no GCW, I don't know if I'd be wrestling right now, because when I got out of prison and I went to that corny ass CZW and I went in that locker room, man, and I looked around and I was like, what the fuck is this? What happened to this company? You know, nobody was like, everybody was separated. There was just no energy in the back. You know, you need that energy, man. You need that fucking drive and shit, man. You know what? That's what I drive, man. I drive off energy and passion, man. Like when I see fucking Mance Warner go out there, shout out to Mance Warner too.
I love
it. And I see that guy go out there, man. And he's like, I fucking love this shit. And he comes back bleeding. Yeah, that fucking match was awesome. That gets me fired up to go out there and fucking tear shit up. You know what I mean? And we have a group of guys who are like that, man. And boy, you know all about that, man. When you guys were in ECW, bro, you guys had an awesome locker room, man. I was sitting second row every show in that arena watching you guys, man. And you guys tore that fucking house down every fucking time. And you can't do that without having a group of fucking awesome dudes in the locker room who love what they do and have a passion of what they do. And I feel like that's what GCW has right now. And, you know, we got fucking a good group of guys behind the scenes who help us out fucking doing the technology part and all that shit. Man, it's awesome, man. And everything's coming together great. And we're on fire right now, man.
All right, GCW Homecoming, July 24th and 25th, yep. Available on Fight TV in Atlantic City.
Yeah. Nick, listen, man, I don't want to cut you off, Dave, but you need to go to a GCW show live, man. You need to see that shit live.
Is this an open invitation? Are you inviting me? Because I'll go.
You guys, listen, boy, you know you could come. Dave, you could come. But I'm just saying, in general, for fans out there who only have seen it streamed or bought it some other way, you got to see GCW live, man.
Nothing like
you
gotta being there live.
You got to see death matches live, man. Then you'll understand, oh, I get it now. I understand why this shit's catching on and people are fucking loving this shit.
Just so you know, my last name's LaGreca, not LaGreco, because you said Greco on social media. But I forgive you because you're a Jersey.
Oh,
guy
I apologize, man.
That's all right.
I've been hitting the head with steel chairs so many times that
it's fine. No, I'm going. And the other thing too, Nick, I'm saying this right now. We have the number one sports show on SiriusXM. You and Brett have an open invitation. Anytime you want to come on to promote something, you're more than free to use
Thank
our
you,
air
man.
To promote
I appreciate
stuff.
That, man.
All right?
That's dope of you, bro. I appreciate
you
that, David.
You got
and
it,
if,
my friend.
And if you're coming and you're going to be there, man, make sure you find me and say what's up to me, man.
You got
Please.
It.
Please.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Bully.
It.
I want to say one thing to you, Bully. Thank you for everything you've done in this fucking business, man. I know you're fucking you and Devon, man. And the whole fucking Dudley family, man. And the whole ECW. Because if it wasn't for ECW, I wouldn't do this, what I'm doing right now. And I love what I'm doing right now. So thank you, man.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby Laspisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.